Look at these little children.
看到这些小孩子们。
Sometimes we are really amazed how they can from unconscious to conscious.
让我常常感到很惊讶，就是他们从什么都不懂变得什么都懂。
Remind me, the Bible says we each one walk their own way.
让我们想起圣经讲了我们个人的偏行己路。
We see a very from childhood all the way to adults.
所以我们可以看到从小孩到大人都有这种现象。
How the parents patiently guide their kids.
我们的父母是那么有耐心的带领他们的小孩子。
In the same way, how God lead us.To his way.
同样的，神也是很有耐心的带领我们走他的道路。
Through our children, we grow up with them.
借着我们的儿女，我们跟他们一起成长。
Time when we were among them, we thought this day never ends.
在我们跟他们在一起的时候，我们常常想这一天永远不会结束。
Seems very, very long, long journey.
这常常。看起来像是一个很长的一段旅途。
But you suddenly look back, everything was so fast.
但是你突然你回头往回头看，一切事情都变得非常的都非常的快。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
May God bless all of you.
愿神祝福各位。
Today I would like to continue the message on.Vision of Nehemiah.
今天我要继续跟各位交通尼希米的意象。
About 6 weeks ago, I began this book.
大概在六个礼拜前，我开始跟大家交通这一本书。
I wonder how many of you still remember the subject I used.
我不知道各位是不是还记得我那时候用的题目是什么。
Quite unique, different name.
那时候我用的是一个不同的题目。
Right, countdown.
那时候用的题目是倒数计时。
Right. Nehemiah, his generation has a very important spiritual significance.
在尼希米他那一代有在属灵上有一个非常重大的意义。
Because that was the last stage of the Old Testament history.
因为那是旧约历史的最后一个阶段。
God purposely put that period of history in the Bible.
神特别的把那一段的历史摆在圣经里头。
Because that period carry important significance for all of us in the New Testament time.
因为那一段历史对我们新约的时候来讲是一段很重要的一个历史。
So for some of us are not too familiar with the history.
我们有些人也许对这个历史不太熟悉。
We know one thing that Because unfaithfulness of the Jewish people,
我们知道一件事情，就是因为犹太人对神不信实。
God has repeatedly sent His servants to warn them to repent.
神一再的派他的仆人先知来警告他们，要他们悔改。
But they didn't.
但是他们没有悔改。
So God turned His own people to the Gentile king, king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar.
所以神把他自己的子民交给了外邦人尼布甲尼撒王。
The city was destroyed, the temple was burned down.
那个城耶路撒冷城还有圣殿都被烧毁。
Many people was killed.
许多人丧失了生命。
And then many people was in captivity to Babylon.
还有很多的人被掳到巴比伦。
I think that part probably most of you aware of that history.
那段历史我想大家大部分人都知道这段故事。
Before the captivity, God prophesied that even one day you were in captivity, but when the time is fulfilled, then you will come back to the pastime.
但是即使在他们被掳以前，神就预言说，在他们被掳满足的日子以后，他们还要回到他们原来的地方。
So that was the last history in the Bible called recovery.
这就是这一段历史，就是讲到恢复。
And the turning point for that return was through one person's prayer.
这个他们回归的这个转捩点呢，是借着一个人的祷告。
That person was Daniel.
这个人就是但以理。
In Daniel chapter 9, Bible record his prayer.
在但以理书第九章，我们圣经记录了但以理的祷告。
That was a great prayer.
那是一个非常伟大的祷告。
Today, my subject is Nehemiah's prayer. I'm not going to talk about Daniel's prayer.
今天我所要讲的题目是尼希米的祷告，我今天不讲但以理的祷告。
But the reason I mention Daniel is because they are similarity between these two persons.
但是我提到但以理是因为他们两个人有一个共同点。
Their distance is about 100 years.
他们两个人之间差距了100年。
Daniel loved the Lord.
但以理非常爱主。
God used him as an instrument, a testimony for that generation.
神使用但以理来作为那个时代的一个见证。
He prayed.Lord, you have promised that after 70 years, you will lead your people back to Jerusalem.
他向神祷告，神啊，你答应在70年以后，你要带你的子民回到耶路撒冷。
And his prayer was granted.
然后他的祷告蒙了应允。
So the first wave coming back was under the Zerubbabel leadership.
所以第一批人是借着所罗巴伯的带领回到了耶路撒冷。
They came back.Only about 2% of the, maybe 2 to 5% of the total population of Jewish people.
在那时候大概只有2到5% 的人从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
They respond to God's calling.
他们回应了神的呼召。
They came back, total ruin. They rebuild the temple.
他们回到了耶路撒冷，他们重建了圣殿。
And then about 60 years later,
然后又经过了60年
another prophet used by God, his name was Ezra.
然后又经过60年另外一个先知以斯拉
he saw the situation of these remnants.
他看到这些余民的景况
they lack the word of God.
他们缺了神的话语
so he came backTo teach the law of God to these remnants.
所以他就回到耶路撒冷，把神的律法交给这些渔民。
That was the second wave of this recovery.
这就是这个回归的第二波。
Now we come to Nehemiah.
现在我们就来到尼希米的时候。
That's about another 12 years after the second wave.
这是在第二波回归的经过十二年以后。
So when we talk about Nehemiah, keep in mind, this is the last wave people came back from captivity to the promised land.
所以我们提到这个尼希米，我们知道这是最后一批从被掳回归到他们神给他们的应许之地。
With this background, please turn your Bible.
我们借这个背景，请大家翻开你们的圣经。
Turn to chapter 1, Nehemiah.
我们大家请翻到尼希米记第一章。
We will read from chapter 1, verse 1, all the way through verse 9.
我们大家一起读从第一章第一节到第九节。
Chinese and English take turn. The first verse we use English, the second verse use Chinese. We read alternatively.
我们单数节用英文，双数节用中文，我们一起来读。
This will give us the setting of this book.
这会给我们这本书的背景。
Verse 1. The word of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. Now, in the 12th year, the 20th year, while I was in Susa, the capital.
那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
And they say to me, the remnant there in the province who survive in the captivity are in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and gates were burned with fire.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说。
O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
We have acted very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which thou didst command thy servant Moses.
求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话说，你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。
But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them through those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote part of the heavens, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell.Chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
We will read 17 and 18.
我们读17跟18节。
All in English, please.
全部用英文来读。
Then I said to them, you see the bad situation we are in. That Jerusalem is in desolate, its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, that will no longer be in reproach. And I told them how had been favored to me, and also about the king's words, which he had spoken to me. Then they said, let us arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work.Chapters 6.
第六章。
I'm sorry, chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 3 and 4 in Chinese.
我们用中文来读第三跟第四节。哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门，架横梁，安门扇和栓锁。其次是哈哥斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利莫修造，其次米比利家的儿子米苏兰修造，其次是巴萨都修造。
If you read this whole chapter,
如果你读了这整章
，talk about a lot of people's name，
他讲到很多的人的名字。
But between the name, there is a little phrase.
但是在这些名字之间有一个很短的经文。
The little phrase is, and next.
经文就是说
其次是。And next, and next, and next, on, on, on.
他就一直讲其次是。
Mention so many different people's name and show us that this whole project rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.Is not done by one person.
在这里提到许许多的名字，这边讲到就是那时候修造耶路撒冷城墙不是一个人所做。
It's a joint project.
这是一个大家共同处理的。
They came together. Each one has responsibility.
他们大家一起来，每个人有他们的职责。
Each one put their share to work.
每个人尽他自己的本分，做他们的工。
And eventually they finish the broken wall and make it whole.
最后他们把这整个城墙修建完整。
And when they go through this whole process, it took about 60 days.
他们这整个过程花了大概60天的时间。
But it was not easy.
这不是很简单的工作。
They face two kinds of problems.
他们面临了两种问题。
One, attack from all sides.
一种是从外面来的攻击。
The enemy really tried to put them down.
敌人想要干扰他们的工作。
There is a second problem within themselves. They have their problem within.
第二个就是他们自己从内部有他们的问题。
Let's see chapter 5, verse 14 to 16.
让我们看第五章第14到16节，14到15节。
This is their internal problem.
这是他们内部面临的问题。
14 through 16.
14到16节。
We'll ask the English to read it.
我们用英文来读。
Moreover, from the day that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 30th year of the king Xerxes, for 12 years, neither I nor my kinsmen have eaten the governor's food allowance.Lay burden on the people and took from them bread and wine beside 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants domineered the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of the Lord. And I also apply myself to the work on this wall. We did not buy any land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work.In this little paragraph, we see the contrast between this governor and previous governors.
在这段短短经文，我们看到前后两个省长之间的对比。
So we'll know what's the problem they have within themselves.
所以我们知道他们在内部他们面临什么样的问题。
And then we read chapter 6.
然后我们来读第六章。
From verse 5 to verse 9, give you a glimpse what kind of challenge.They face outwardly.
从第五节到第九节，我们可以看到他们外部面临的问题。
We'll read in Chinese.
我们用中文来读。
From verse 5 to verse 9.
从第五到第九节。
Please.
山巴拉第五次打发仆人来见我，手里拿着未封的信，信上写着说，外邦人中有风声，加斯木也说你和犹大人谋反，修造城墙，你要做他们的王。你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲说，在犹大有王，现在这话必传与王之，所以请你来与我们彼此商议。我就差遣人去见他说，你所说的这事一概没有，是你心里捏造的。他们都要使我们惧怕，意思说他们的手臂软弱，以致工作不能成就。神啊，求你坚固我的手。
How do they face all these problems within and without?
他们怎么能够面临这些内忧外患呢？
The only way they can face them is through the Word of God.
他们必须靠着神的话语。来面临这些问题。
Let's read chapter 8.
我们来读第八章。
From verse 2 to verse 6.
从第二到第六节。
I want to show you, during all these struggles, they face the enemy within and the problem, the enemy without and the problem within. All these pressure upon them. Where do they get their strength from?
我想跟大家看的是他们外面面临的敌人，内部面临这种困难，他们是怎么样来面临这些问题呢？
Let's read in English.
我们用英文来读。
From verse 2 to verse 6.
从第二到第六节。
Then Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all the who listened with understanding.On the first day of the seventh month, and he read from it before the square. which was in front of the great gate for early morning till midday, in the presence of men and women, those who couldn't understand it, and all the people were attentive to the book of law. And Ezra, scribe, stood at a wooden podium, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mitigam. Let's jump to verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. You will see in that time, during that time, how people thirst for the word of God.
我们看到在那时候人们怎么样渴慕神的话语。
When Ezra opened the word,
当以色列打开神的话的时候，
he just read it,
他只是念。
And you will see the response from the people.
那你看到人们的反应是怎么样？
They all stand up.
大家都站起来。
They all bow low.
他们都低下头。
They respond to God's word.
他们对神的话语有所反应。
They worship God.
他们敬拜神。
So, well, we are willing to do the commandment of the Lord.
他们说我们愿意照着神的诫命来行。
This is how they get the strength to face this great challenge.
这就是他们怎么样能够从神那边得到力量来面临他们的问题。
It doesn't mean they don't have serious sin. They have their own problem.
这边表示他们没有他们的罪恶，他们有他们自己的问题。
But they face the fact.
但是他们面临他们的现实。
They know God is with them.
他们知道神与他们同在。
They are willing to give themselves to cooperate with the Lord.
他们愿意把自己奉献出来跟与神同工。
Okay, I have guided you through quickly this little book.
我们刚刚很快的把这本书大致的念了一些经文。
I want to give you some taste what's going on during the time of Nehemiah.
我想给大家就是稍微了解在尼希米那时候生活是怎么样。
My last message concerning this book was the importance of the Nehemiah.
我上次讲的信息关于这本书就是讲到尼希米的重要性。
It is not just a history.
这并不仅仅是一段历史。
That history carries an important time factor in there.
这段历史它在这个时间上有一个很重要的事情。
Why did I name my first message as countdown?
为什么我第一个信息我题目是倒数计时呢？
You remember?
你们还记得吗？
Why?This person's ministry has a countdown factor in there.
为什么这个人的执事他里头有一个倒数计时的这个因素在里头？
Because I show you a prophecy by Daniel.
因为我跟大家看了但以理的这个他的预言。
In his third vision,
在他第三个意象，
God showed him that your people has another 77 years in the Gentile history.
你的子民在那时候还有这些年在这个外邦人的历史当中。
There will be a 490 years Jewish history related to the Gentile time.
所以在这时候犹太人还有490年他们历史是跟外邦人有关的。
Although the Jewish people as a whole, they are dispersed,The country was destroyed, temple was burned down, people was in captivity.
虽然那时候犹太人他们的圣殿被毁，城市被烧，然后他们被掳，人分散在各地。
But God's testimony is still with them.
但是神的见证还是与他们同在。
God's will has not finished with these people yet.
神在他们身上旨意还没有成就。
In all these captivity, all this despair, God said, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do with you.
在他们被掳这一段，他们面临困难日子，神说我要与你们同在。
The beginning of the countdown will be a king who issue a decree to rebuild Jerusalem and all the walls and streets.
这个倒数计时的开始是一个王，他下了圣旨要重建耶路撒冷。
Which chapter answered that prayer?
这是在哪一个章节回应了这一个这个祷告呢
？Or that vision?
或者是这个意象
？Chapter 2, right?
这是第二章。
When the king of Artaxerxes, how do you Art? Very hard to pronounce his name. Xerxes, Artaxerxes. This king, he made an announcement.
这个亚达薛西王他下了这个圣旨。
This decree was issued through Nehemiah.
这个圣旨呢是借过借着尼希米来下。
The cupbearer.
他是一个酒政。
Through him, this decree was issued.
经过尼希米他宣布了这个圣旨。
And from this countdown, we'll usher in who?
从这个倒数计时，我们又带入了哪一个人呢
？Not only usher in this recovery to rebuild the Jerusalem，
不但他们带入了回归耶路撒冷，而且重建圣城。
More importantly, by the end of 489-7, right, there will be a Messiah come, and he will be cut off on the cross.
所以到第
489
那时候
不是489年
到第489年的时候、
right. The Messiah will be cut off on the cross
弥赛亚会被从民中剪除死在十字架上
That was the visionby Daniel.
这就是但以理的意象。
And that was pronounced, even nothing happened, you know, during the captivity time.
所以那在他们被掳那时候虽然没有任何的事情发生可是这个事情是在预言当中。
So, this countdown ushered in the first coming of Jesus Christ.
所以这个倒数计时呢，就带来耶稣第一次的来临。
This relate to Nehemiah.
这就是跟这个尼希米有关。
Also in that prophecy of Daniel, he talk about the last seven.
还有在但以理的预言，他讲到最后一个七。
In the last seven, he mentioned the Antichrist.
最后一个七，他讲到敌基督。
But it was very vague.
但是他讲的不是很清楚。
So, now we know the importance of this history relate to God's purpose.
所以我们知道这段历史就神的旨意来讲是多么的重要。
Brothers and sisters, God is the history, the God of history.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神他是这个历史的主宰。
Everything happened in human history.
任何在人类历史所发生的事情
You will find out there is a hand behind it.
你们发现在这后面有一只手
You watch the stage of the history, you only see many, many people.
我们看到历史的舞台上我们看到许许多多的人
You've seen kings, queens, many things happen around the globe.
我们看到国王王后在这个世界上许许多事情发生
People come and go disappear
人们人来人往
What's the meaning?
这是什么意义呢
Behind the scene the meaning is God himself
在这个幕后我们知道是神自己
He is doing things only people with revelationwill understand.
他所做的事情只有在我们有启示的人身上才会明白。
Nehemiah respond to God.
尼希米他对神他有一个回应。
What he saw was a desolation.
他看到的是一片荒凉。
In Jerusalem, the wall broken down, people, although they came back, 80 years passed, but God's testimony was still in ruin.
所以他在耶路撒冷看到城墙 破损，那些人虽然已经 回到耶路撒冷已经80年，可是他们对神的话语还是一无了解。
He has a feeling.
他心里有个感受。
He felt this is not the right situation.
他感觉到这个情况不对。
Many people will say, hey, what can we do? We are only a little potato.
很多人说我们只是一个小角色，我们能够做什么呢？
What can we do in this magnitude of problems?
我们在这许许多多困难当中，我们能够做什么呢？
This is many people, include myself, when we look at today's society, we see indeed a lot of problems.
这就是我们很多的人，也包括我自己在内，我们可以看到，是的，真的，我们面临许多的问题。
Little problem to individual, but big problem to the whole society, even the whole globe.
在我们个人有些小问题，可是在世界，整个世界有很许多的很大的问题。
So many people just say, hey, what can we do?
有很多人就问，我们能够做什么呢？
What can Christian do?
我们基督徒能够做什么呢？
If we don't have to worry about the worldly people, we want to ask ourselves, what can Christian do?
我们不要担心世人，我们要问基督徒，我们能够做什么呢？
Nehemiah, he has a response to God.
尼希米他对神他有这个回应。
In view of all these problems, he said, there is a reason.
在这些问题困难的背后，他知道有个原因。
The most important thing he did，
他所做最重要的一件事情是
was kneel down，
就是他跪下来。
He kneeled down before the Lord，
他在神面前跪下来。
He plead the case before the Lord，
他在神的面前向他祈求。
Yes， individually we cannot do anything，
是啊，我们个人没办法做任何事。
But there is one thing we can do。
但是我们所能做的是一件事。
Come to the Lord, because He is the master of the history. He can change things.
就是来到神面前，因为他是历史的主宰，他可以改变一切。
So he knelt down.
所以他跪下来。
So he prayed.
所以他祈祷。
He didn't pray for himself.
他并没有为他自己祈祷。
He prayed God's will.
他祈祷神的旨意成就。
He sensed the history.
他能够感受到这整个历史。
He felt something in his spirit.
他在灵里头感受到一些事。
This abomination situation cannot last forever.
这种毁灭的状况没办法一直持续下去。
God, where is your glory?
神啊，你的荣耀在
哪里？ God, where is your promise?
神啊，你的应许在哪里？
Today's situation is not God's heart desire.
今天的景况不是神的心意所在。
Then he will go through the understanding of the promise of God.
然后他在神的应许他有个了解。
I don't know when you read the first chapter.
我不知道大家刚念的第一章。
Do you feel something?
你有没有感觉到一些事情？
It was a powerful prayer.
这是一个非常强而有力的祷告。
He said, Verse 4.
第四节。
When I heard these words, that's the report about Jerusalem.
当我听见这个话，就是他听到从耶路撒冷来的报告。
I sat down and wept and mourned for days.
我就坐下哭泣，悲伤几日。
You see, there is a person has a feeling.
是那时候这个人他心里有这种感受。
Today we heard news every day, right?
今天我们每天都听到新闻。
Well, what's our response?
那我们的反应是怎么样呢？
I would just say, oh, that's nothing we can do.
你说呀，我们爱莫能助。
So be it.
啊，就任他， yeah. 任凭他去吧。
But not Jeremiah.
但是尼希米不这么想。
He has a heart.
他有
He has a sense of responsibility.
他有这个心愿，他也有这个他有这个责任感。
He cried for his generation.
他为他那一个世代的人呼求。
He cried for the will of God.
他为神的旨意来呼求。
Not only cried, he was fasting and praying.
他不但是哭泣，而且他禁食祷告。
So brothers and sisters, when you are frustrated by what happened around us,
弟兄姐妹，当你对你周围的事情感到挫折的时候
，Don't blame on the people.
不要怪周围的人。
Bring this frustration to one place.
把你所有的挫折都带到一个地方
，to the Lord.
带到神面前。
You pray to Him.
你向他祈祷。
Say, Lord.
说主啊。
Open your eyes. Look.
求你打开你的眼睛。
Listen.
侧耳听。
Your servant pray to you day and night.
你的仆人昼夜在你面前为祈祷。
He didn't pray for himself.
他并没有为自己来祷告。
He prayed for whom?
他为谁祈祷呢？
I prayed for your Israel people.
他为以色列人祈祷。
These people, your chosen people.
这些是你所拣选的人。
But they are in sin.
但是他们犯罪。
He didn't say they are in sin.
但他没有说他们犯罪。
Me and my family, we have sinned against you.
他说我与我的父家都有罪。
We have done evil things against you.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶。
We did not obey your commandments.
我们没有遵守你的诫命。
See, that's the way the right response.
你知道，这就是他一个正确的回应。
When our individual life, or our whole church, or even to this larger extent to the whole society, whole country.
就我们整自己的生命来说，或者是整个教会，甚至整个社会。
There's no use to blame others.
我们不需要把问题怪在别人身上。
When we see problems, we have to come to the Lord, come to the source of true help, that the only thing can be changed is Lord, change our hearts.
我们必须要来到神面前，因为他是能够真正帮助我们的人。
If we can really confess before the Lord, it is us cause all these problems.
如果我们能够在神面前认罪，是我们来引起这些问题。
It's our sin against you.
是因为我们对你犯罪。
That's the reason we have all these multiple problems.
这就是为什么我们会面临种种的困难。
When they confess, when we really understand the confession of our sins,
当我们真正的明了我们的认罪，
that's one part.
这是第一部分。
The other part is you also come to see the promise of God.
另外一部分是我们真正能够看到神的应许。
He immediately entered into the second part. He said, "You have promised through Moses."
他马上就进入第二个部分，就是你答应了摩西。
You told Moses, if we sin against you, you will scatter us around the world.
你跟摩西讲，如果我们犯罪，你要把我们分散在各地。
But if we confess our sins,
但是我们如果认罪，
you will turn to us.
你会回转。
Even we are in the remote part of the world, you will gather us back.
即使我们是分散在天涯，你也会从那边把我们召聚回来。
That's the faithfulness of Jehovah.
这就是神的信实。
Today we are scattered.
今天我们被分散在各地。
It is not God's will.
这不是神的旨意。
God wants His people come together.
神要他的子民聚在一起。
We should come together as one people serving God.
我们必须聚在一起成为一个子民来侍奉神。
Because of our sins, we are scattered. We are everywhere.
但是因为我们的罪，我们被分散在各地。
But you have promised. If we confess our sins, we turn back to you, you will turn us back too.
所以你的应许是，如果我们向你回转认罪，你也会帮我们召聚回来。
So through this prayer, you will see this is a man who understands God's principle.
所以你借着这个祷告，你可以知道这个人他了解神的原则。
Through ages, This is what happened in every generation.
经过这个历世历代，我们知道，在每一个世代，这个是所发生的是这么样的事情。
This prayer of Nehemiah was not alone.
这个尼希米这个祷告并不是唯一的祷告。
Daniel prayed this prayer.
但以理也是这样的祷告。
Hannah prayed this prayer.
Hannah 也是这样的祷告。
So if you look through the history of the Bible,
如果你看整本圣经里头的历史。
Every time there are people, not many, just a few, only take a few.
这只要少数的一些人。
Who has a heart for the Lord?
他有对神有一这样的一个心意。
Who does not feel satisfied for today's chaos?
他们不为今天所面临的这种种种的困难感到满意。
Then these problems push them to the Lord.
然后这些问题就把他们带到神的面前。
They cry to the Lord.
他们向神呼求。
So brothers and sisters,What we need today is the same thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天所需要是同样的事情。
Are you satisfied where we are today, spiritually speaking?
我们在属灵的境况，我们是不是满意呢？
Are you content with what your spiritual life today is?
我们是不是对我们今天属灵的状况感到满意呢？
Our church or Christian as a whole?
我们教会来说，或者是对整个基督徒来说
，You think if Lord comes back today, he will be happy to see where we are now?
你们认为如果主今天再来，他会对我们今天的情况感到满意吗
？You can feel nothing.
你也许没有任何的感觉
，But if you feel something, you sense there is a deep trouble.
但是你如果感觉到这里头我们有很大的一个危机
Then you are blessed.
那你就是得到祝福了
Because this sense of dissatisfaction will cause us to the Lord.
因为我们这个不满足的心能够把我们带到神的面前
We have to turn our dissatisfaction into a power of prayer.
我们必须把我们这个不满足的心变成一个非常强有力的祷告
So brothers and sisters, today, the most important ministry for a church,
弟兄姐妹，今天对教会的最重要的这个职事是
is the ministry of prayer,
就是祷告的职事。
Unless church pray before the Lord,
除非我们教会在神面前祈祷
our God will do nothing.
我们的神不会做任何事情。
Unless His people pray, nothing will happen.
除非神的子民祈祷。没有任何事情会发生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I want you to open your ears and open your hearts.
求你们打开你们的耳朵，你们的心。
Listen to the news.
侧耳来听这个消息。
Open your eyes, look the condition of the church.
睁开眼来看我们目前教会的情况。
This will give you a burden to pray.
这会给你一个心中想要祈祷的负担。
If I ask you to come to prayer meeting, that's useless.
如果我要你们来这个祷告会，这个是没有用的。
Because I have said that 100 times in this church.
因为我在这个教会，我也讲了上百次。
Like a broken record.
就像一个破的唱片。
No use.
这没有用的。
The only thing will make us really come together and pray is.You see, this condition is in desperate condition.
唯一你会来这样祈祷的原因，就是你看到我们目前面临的这种危机。
So the real reason is how desperate you are.
这真正的原因就是你现在目前是多么的紧急。
If you feel that there are something other things more important, then we will never pray.
如果你觉得还有其他更重要的事情你必须要做的话你就永远不会去祈祷
Only when you feel the fire is burning in your pants you know you cannot sit down anymore you come to pray
只有在火烧眉睫的时候你才会来这边祈祷
Daniel feel that the fire is burning within him
这个但以理他感觉到有火在他心里头烧
His prayer was answered
他的祈祷就得到应允
The decree was issued by the king
王就下了圣旨。
The history moves forward.
这个历史就往前推进。
You know, I read a little book.
最近我读了一本书。
Talking about, the missionaries
who
were sent by God from England to China during the 19th century.
这讲到在19世纪的时候有一些英国的宣教是被神差遣到中国。
We know one famous person, Hudson Taylor.
我们知道一个非常有名叫 Hudson Taylor.
戴德森。
戴德森。
Right? How many of you have heard of him?
大家有没有谁听过戴德森这个人？
So few, I'm so surprised.
我很惊讶就你们这么少数人听过这个人。
哎呀呀呀。I encourage you to read.His biography.
我建议大家去读戴德森这个人的传记。
Especially for the Chinese.
尤其是中国人。
Chinese Christians.
中国的基督徒。
If you don't know him, excuse me, say this, shame on you.
如果你不认识这个人，请原谅我这么说，你真是可耻。
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Because one day if we go to heaven,
因为有一天我们到了天堂,
Chinese Christians should thank him very much.
我们中国基督徒应该向这个人献上很多的感谢。
If it's not of him,
如果不是他的原因,
Gospel will not be come to China.
福音就不会传到中国。
He has this China inland mission. He brought the gospel not only to the coast,but also all the way to the inland.
他在中国成立这个内地会，他不但是在沿岸的省市传道，他还传将这福音带到内地。
I went all the inland places these days. I saw their missionary's tomb in China.
我到了中国，我最近到中国内地各地传道的时候，我也看到这些宣教士的坟墓就在内地。
That really touched my heart.
这对我非常的感动。
19th century old China was not a comfortable place, not like Shanghai today.
在19世纪的中国不像今天的上海一样是个舒服的地方。
Very primitive.
那时候非常的原始。
For those young people in London or in all the British Isles.
所以那时候在伦敦或者在那英伦海岛上那些年轻人
They heard the calling of God.
他们听到神的呼召。
Why God called them?
为什么神呼召他们呢？
In this booklet, mentioned another brother called Schofield.
在这本书他提到另外一个弟兄叫 Schofield.
He was in China.
他那时候在
大陆。As a missionary.
他在大陆当个宣教士。
But the progress was so slow.
但是那时候进展非常的慢。
Chinese refused the gospel.
中国人拒绝福音。
He spent all his life in China.
他一生就花在中国。
Very little people, very small amount of people would come to the Lord.
很少的一部分人愿意来到神面前。
That's even before 太平天国。
这是在太平天国以前的事情。
So he knelt down and prayed.
所以他那时候他跪下来祷告。
He said, Lord, please raise up more workers so that these people can hear your word.
他那时候跟神求说主啊求你兴起更多的工人让这你的福音能让更多人能够听到。
This little booklet said, the year he died,
这本书讲到他死的那一年
in China,
他在大陆死的那一年
God worked through a man called Hudson Taylor.
神就借着这个代号生这个人戴德森这个人
You should read the autobiography too. He was called by God.
他被神所呼召。
And also in the same time, there are other young people was also called by God.
所以那时候同时也有很多的年轻人接受神的呼召。
The most famous seven was called Cambridge Seven.
所以那时候最有名的七个人叫做
剑
桥七杰。
Like City Stud.
就像这个
City Stud, Studder.He was the most famous cricket player in England at that time.
他那时候是在英国最有名的打这个曲棍球的一个人。
He was the number one at that time, very hot, very famous, all the British Isle people worship this young star.
那时候他在那英国是非常有名的，大家都非常崇拜他。
He was a student in Cambridge.
他在剑桥，他是个学生。
He heard gospel and heard the calling.
他听到福音，也听到这个呼召。
At that time, seven young people, all from Cambridge, answered the call.
那时候在剑桥有这七个年轻人，他们同时的接受神的呼召。
They came to China.
他们来到中国。
And they die in China.
然后他们都死在中国。
Not all of them, but some of them.
啊，他们一些人是死在中国。
They wear Chinese clothes, keep a long tail, ponytail, you know, try to live as Chinese.
他们穿着中国的服饰，留着长辫子，他们尝试想要像中国人。
Learn the Chinese language.
他们也学中文。
They.Preach the gospel from the coast all the way to inland, to Sichuan, to Gansu.
他们把这福音从沿海的省份一直带到内地，到四川、甘肃。
And C.D. Starr later on, he, because of sickness, he went back with his wife, and then was sent to India for three or four years, and after that, he was sent to Africa for the rest of his life.
这史达德他因为病的原因，他被送回英国，后来又到了印度三年，然后他最后他的剩下的他的余生就在这个印度度过。
哦，非洲。
非洲。
He started this mission, the Heart of Africa mission.
他开始了这个非洲之心的这个
宣教
机构。
So the reason I mention all these things is I want to show you when things happen.Behind the scene, there is someone pray.
所以我跟大家讲这些事情的原因就是当某些事情发生，这因为有人在背后祷告。
Some people, like Schofield, he prayed. Although outwardly, not much moving in China.
在 Schofield 那时候虽然在中国大陆他传福音没有什么进展。
So he kneeled down and prayed.
所以他那时候他跪下来祷告。
He said, God, this cannot be the situation.
他说神啊，你所要的不是这样。
You have to send more workers.
你必须要差派更多的工人。
You have to prepare the people to receive the gospel.
你必须要装备这些人来接受福音。
He cannot accept that kind of desolate situation.
他没办法接受那样荒凉的情况。
So God moved.
所以神就过做
工。God sent thousands upon thousands missionary came to China.
神差派了成千上万的宣教士来到中国。
That was in 19th century.
那时候是在19世纪的时候。
Later on, 20th century.
后来到了20世纪。
China went through tremendous upheavals.
中国兴起了非常大的这种
灾难
。
Through the upheavals, you will see today gospel in China explode.
所以借着这些灾难，你们可以看到今天福音在中国是蓬勃的发展。
In these 20, almost 30 years, I personally witness what God can do when people pray.
在这过去二三十年当中，我亲自目睹见证了，只要有人祷告，神所做的工作是怎么样。
Throughout time, many, many people, they came to the Lord, kneeled down and prayed, Lord, save China.
在经过许多的时间，许许多人在神面前祈祷说，神啊，求你拯救中国。
Because that's the largest population on the earth.
因为它中国是在世界上人口最多的一个国家。
One of the strongest against gospel.
就是他们也是抵挡福音最强的一个国家。
Thousands upon thousands missionaries come to China, but very few are willing to submit to the gospel.
成千上万的宣教士来到中国，但是非常少数的人想要接受福音。
Who can change the impossible situation?
谁能够改变这种无可救药的情况呢？
Just like what Nehemiah faced, the same situation.
就像尼西米他面临的是同样的问题。
The whole city is in ruin. wall broken down.
这个整个城市荒凉，城墙也残缺不堪。
Enemy surround the place.
敌人包围了这个地方。
We only a few little potatoes.
我们只是一些小小的几个人。
What can we do?
我们能够做什么事情呢？
This is impossible task.
这是一个不可能达成的工
作。Lord, since the enemy is winning and we are losing.
神啊，既然是敌人战胜我们已经失败。
For people without vision, then you can only say, all right, then I just flow, roll with a punch.
所以对一个没有意向的人，你就随波逐流。
You just say, hey, I cannot affect the whole world. I just keep myself be a little poor Jewish people.
所以因为所面临的问题这么大，我们自己没办法解决，所以我们就就是独善其身。
That's very Chinese, 独善其身 right?
Yeah.
That's without vision.
这是没有意向。
If you have vision from the Lord,
如果你对从神那边有意向。
If you have the understanding what God is going to do,
如果你了解神要做的事情。
What he said in the Bible,
他在圣经里头的应许。
You know, when Nehemiah read the Bible, this Bible was old, how old was it at that time?
当尼希米读这本圣经，那时候这圣经是
from Moses Pentateuch
多少年
to his time about 1,000 years.
从摩西五经到他那时候大概是一千年。
Right, it's an old document.
这些都是历史记载。
But is that old document is a history or is a principle?
这些记载是光单是历史呢，还是神的原则
？1,000 years ago, God told Moses about his principle.
在一千年前，神跟摩西讲了他的原则。
Will that principle still true today?
这原则在今天是不是还是信实？
Anybody still believe God's promise still true today?
所有相信神的应许的，是不是还是真实的？
Nehemiah believed it.
尼希米相信。
So he just grabbed those thousand-year-old principles. He knelt down and prayed.
所以他就紧抓了这个一千年的这个原则，他在神面前跪下来。
Said Lord, change the situation.
他说：“神啊，求你改变现在的状
况。”This condition cannot be.
这个情况没办法持续下去。
Lord, do something about it.
主啊，求你做工。
So God answered his prayer.
所以神应允了他的祷告。
How about us?
我们怎么样
？How about our young generation?
我们的年轻的一代怎么样
？Do you have vision?
你有没有意向
？Do you feel God's principle still?True.
我们是不是认为神的原则还是真实的
？It is true in Moses' time.
在摩西的时候是真实的。
It was true in Nehemiah's time.
在尼希米的时候是真实的。
How about us?
我们怎么样
？In 21st century, is this true? True.
在二十一世纪，这是不是还是真实的
？If we still believe God is doing the same thing as the old days.
如果我们认为神还是依然像在旧约时候做的那些事情一样的话
，even more than that，
还超过这些。
Jesus promised his disciples that you will do even greater things。
耶稣答应他的门徒说：“你会做更大的事情。
”The glory in the end days will be surpassing the glory in the old days。
末日时的荣耀会超过早期的荣耀。
Do we believe that？
我们是不是相信呢
？If we do。
如果我们相信的话
，Follow the example of Nehemiah。
我们必须要跟随尼希米的例子。
Don't complain to other people。
我们不要向其他的人抱怨。
He did do me this wrong. She did me that wrong. He didn't do right. Mumble.
你一直抱怨，不断的抱怨，他得罪我，他做错了事情。
You get so bitter.
你变得非常的苦读。
You become so discouraged.
你变得非常的沮丧。
You close yourself behind doors. You don't want to see anybody.
你把自己关在门的背后，你不愿意见任何人。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
那我跟你们说，弟兄姐妹们。
You are deceived by the enemy.
你被敌人所蒙骗。
You are deceived by yourself.
你被自己蒙骗。
No, that should not be the case.
这个不应该是这样的。
God is God of History.
神他是历史。
He uses people. He likes little potatoes.
他用人，而且他用 非常小小的角色。
If you think you are nobody, great.
如果你认为你什么都不是，
That's just right for God.
这个就是神所
要用的。If you think you are somebody, then you are in danger.
如果你认为你举足，如果你如果你认为你是很重要的人，那你就有问题了。
Right. Yes, in the world, we are nobody.
是在世人的眼中，我们什么都不是。
But God is the expert of nobody.
但是神他对扶持这些什么都不是的人，他是个专家。
He likes these nobody people just like dirt on the earth.
他喜欢这些像被踩在脚下的尘土。
God is expert on dirt.
神他对尘土他是个
专家。He used dirt built Adam and Eve, didn't he?
他用尘土造亚当夏娃。
More than that, he will turn Adam and Eve, his children, into glory, precious stone.
不但这样，他还把亚当夏娃的后代变成一个宝石。
With your cooperation.
这是要我们要跟神合作。
With your submission,
我们要向神顺服。
You have to respond to him.
我们必须要对神有回应。
You are willing to respond to him, like Nehemiah respond to him. God used not only him, but also his generation.
我们要像尼希米一样对神有回应。神不但是用尼希米，而且用他整个世代的人。
Remember, I just read the scripture with you.How his generation built the wall.
大家还记得我刚刚跟你读他那个世代人怎么样重修城墙。
What's the key word in that key phrase?
在那段经文重要的字眼是什么？
And next to.
就是其次是。
Remember that?
大家还记得吗？
Everyone is there has their own share.
每个人都有他们自己的一份工作。
Their name are recorded in the Bible page.
他们的名字都记载在圣经里头。
Do you want your name be recorded in God's page?
你们愿不愿意自己的姓名被神记录在他的他的书卷当中
？So and so did something on earth.
某某人在这世界上做了这个事情。
He built a section of the wall.
他建造了这个城墙的一部分。
What does wall mean really?
这个城墙到底是代表了什么呢？
Wall meaning protection.
这个城墙代表了保护。
Garden of Eden is a place without wall.
在伊甸园那个地方没有城墙。
So who sneak in?
谁会偷跑进来呢？
Snake.
蛇偷跑进来。
Satan.
撒旦跑进来。
Jerusalem is a city of wall.
耶路撒冷它是有城墙的城市。
Not only in Old Testament, but in the New Testament.
不但是在旧约，而且是在新约。
If you go to the book of Revelation, you will see the New Jerusalem is the city of wall.
如果你看到启示录，你会发现新耶路撒冷它也是有城墙。
Wall symbolizes protection.
这个城墙就代表保护。
Who is our protection?
谁是我们的保护呢？
God is our protection.
神是我们的保护。
In book of Isaiah told us, the salvation is our protection.
在以下赛亚书讲到神的救恩是我们的保护。
Salvation is the wall.
神的救恩就是这个城墙。
But the problem is, the wall has broken holes.
但是问题是那时候这个城墙有缺损。
If there is a segment has is broken down,Then the enemy can come in.
如果城墙破损，敌人就可以从那边进来。
Today, God's church.
今天神的教会。
If you look from outside, seems very good. Everybody look, you know, tight and neat and really hunky dory.
如果你们从外面看，大家都衣冠整齐。